I just killed a bug. Look at that.
Oh, yeah.
Look with my finger.
Ew.
I guess I need to fucking clean this off my finger.
Clean your bug finger.
Well, let's go to the kitchen.
Feed it to the raccoon.
Feed it to the raccoon.
Do it.
Now the raccoon's gone. The raccoon came and went. The raccoon...
That was a mosquito. I just saved us.
It was that big?
I saved us and I caught it with between my thumb and my forefinger.
That flew all the way here from Florida. That was a big fucking mosquito. Hey, I'm never know what you're going to get up here in the bug house. Staten
you get
Island.
Raccoon, you get...
Yeah, you're going to get a hot dog.
You can give a raccoon, a hot dog to a raccoon.
That's what you do when you get that hot dog.
You should charge kids a dollar to feed a hot dog to a raccoon.
I have one of those little turn things you put quarters in. It's like a hot dog
like
just mushes. Yeah.
It but slides it just... out of a tube.
No, it doesn't. It just gets all mushed up and worked up. It's like... It just comes out like the Ghostbusters pink slime, like the chicken nugget
videos.
This is
a great activity for the children of Great Kills. The kids got to get out more. They got to get away
the
from their iPads.
Come on over, guys.
They got to get
it's
on.
Summer.
Yeah.
Raccoon pet farm.
Oh, my God. You could have a whole shit.
Yeah. Yeah. How much is a pet? One hot dog.
Oh, that's how you gain admittance.
Yeah.
You just bring a hot
bring
dog.
Bring your own hot dogs, kids.
That's perfect.
That's pretty good.
Bring your own weenies, boys.
Oh,
that's my slogan.
Oh, God.
What do you guys think?
That's perfect. That is perfect, and I'm looking forward to your retirement.
Boys, I know you got those weenies. Bring them on over. Don't be shy.
Come to Old Man Sardino's
raccoon farm. Whip out the wieners for my raccoons. You are listening to the Super Live Adventure Podcast. Oh, I am Chris Sardino.
I'm John Saluga.
And I'm Laura.
Yeah.
Hey, guys.
Oh, you know we couldn't leave without having Laura back.
Yeah.
Come on. If you couldn't. You couldn't even.
No, I'd be terrified.
I wouldn't even.
No, because I would text you and tell you you're not allowed to.
What?
If you hadn't called me, I'd call you. Mm-hmm. This isn't a one-way street over here.
Well, we kind of... fucked up this year, and because of timing, forgot about Mother's Day.
Yeah, yeah.
So we broke a streak.
Yeah.
It's all right.
Yeah.
You know, things change. That's the constant in life.
Well, going to 2 weeks, so we forgot when it fell and when we recorded, and it just kind of slipped.
Every day is Mother's Day.
Every day is Mother's Day.
That's right.
Down here. That's what we say.
That's what
we tell all the moms that come on. Through these turnstiles.
How many moms have been on this show?
Buckets full.
Yeah, buckets full?
Oh, yeah.
Can you name another one?
Oh,
well,
no.
Wives have been on the show.
We just had a soon-to-be mom.
That's true.
Oh.
Yeah, that was a first.
Oh, that's nice.
That's true. Yeah, we had a pregnant guest.
That's nice.
That's the first time. Well, that we knew was pregnant. Might have had some we didn't know.
That's true.
I don't know. Had a lot of people come
through. We've had others on.
I've never...
Cruz. Yeah, she's a mom.
Yeah.
She's a marm.
All right, good.
Yeah.
Good. I'm glad to see representation.
Harriet Tubman. We had Harriet Tubman on.
Yeah.
We really did. Well, Harriet Tubman impersonator.
Oh, my God.
Christine,
your mom?
I forgot her name.
Dixon.
Christine Dixon. Yes. She's good people. I don't know if she's a mom, but
no,
I think Harriet
think so.
Tubman was a mom.
I don't know.
Hmm.
Harriet Tubman.
You know, that's probably a complicated story if Harriet Tubman was a mom.
Yeah,
there was a lot of shit going on.
Yeah, but you don't think after that she became a mom?
She wasn't she kind of older once she did all the stuff with the Underground Railroad stuff? She was like an older
because I know the Christine Dixon and she's not older. So I always look at her.
You
as
only
a
know
not
Christine
older.
Dixon. You don't know.
I don't know the historical
Harriet Tubman.
Like if she walked down the street, I wouldn't know who she was.
For shame.
But Christine Dixon, I would know. Harriet Tubman? Mother? No?
It is believed she did not have biological children of her own.
All right. Oh. Well, that one's on me, Laura.
All right.
Okay.
All right.
But, I take that one off.
She adopted a baby girl named Gertie. Yeah!
Okay.
When she was already middle-aged in 1874.
Doesn't matter.
This adopted daughter died relatively young.
Oh, this is sad. I told you it was going to be sad.
Brought the whole thing down. Harriet Tubman brought it all down.
But I never knew that. But that counts. She's a mom.
She helped to raise her siblings' children and grandchildren.
That's a mom.
Okay. How's that?
Happy Mother's Day to Harriet Tubman.
Happy Mother's Day, Harriet.
Yeah. Possibly not a great mom. I'm sorry, but
why?
I don't know.
It was a long time ago, John. There wasn't even antibiotics.
I don't know. I got to do more research.
There was no penicillin.
I would hate to say Happy Mother's Day to Harriet Tubman, and then it turns out she was a terrible mom, and I said the wrong thing.
How dare you?
I think she had to. She had to have been a good mom. She was a good person.
Look at all the nice things she did. I'm sure she was a fine mom. How dare you?
I don't know.
I didn't know I would have this passionate response. Leave Harriet Tubman alone.
No, I'm sure she was a great mom.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Hey, who knew we'd get so historical? you got a bunch of different things on this podcast.
That's the next podcast. Historical fiction. We make up history.
Yeah. We'll call it hysterical fiction.
Hysterical fiction.
Yeah.
There you go. People might actually listen to that.
Hysterical fiction. I mean, that's actually pretty catchy.
No. No. No.
Probably exists.
Oh, it is. All right. It's cringe.
It's like a Tarantino parody movie.
Yo, my dentist's name is Tarantino.
Your dentist is Tarantino?
Does he say
the N-word a lot?
No, I just went today this is the first time seeing him. And he was like, "You smoke?" And I was like, "I do." And I'm ready to get, every doctor lectures you on smoking. You're ready to hear it. Yeah. And he was like, "What do you smoke?"
Crack. Meth. What do you got?
I was like, Marlboro Reds. Oh, I like that. He said, I don't like lights. If you're going to smoke, just smoke.
And what?
This is what the dentist said.
And then he cut my ear off and put gasoline all over me.
I really appreciate it.
He was dancing around and stuck in the middle with you. It was wild.
He doesn't believe in lights because you smoke more.
That's
crazy. If you're going to do it, just do it.
Dr. Tarantino.
Dr. Tarantino.
Dr. Tarantino. I love this guy.
This guy, I mean, you know what? He sold me.
That's how I like it.
Yeah.
I like it.
Because I'm used to being lectured, but not Dr. Tarantino.
Dr. Tarantino.
He applauded my choice.
Wow.
Well,
once upon a time in the dentist's office.
70s rock was playing. It was a good vibe in there. It was a good vibe.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I would love it, man.
You should go.
Oh, I would love to go. Where is he? He's on the island?
Yeah, he's in Mariner's Harbor.
No shit.
Yeah.
All right.
Yeah.
I'm in.
Do it.
Yeah.
I like
come to the harbor. Oh, you're from Great Hills. You're going
to come to the harbor?
You sure you're not scared? You're not going to. Yeah.
I lived in the harbor.
Yeah, I tell him I know white boy.
Yeah.
It was nice. It smelled fresh and clean. Everyone was nice. It was lovely. Lovely experience. 10 out of 10.
I'll come to the harbor.
Dr. Tarantino. He applauds your vices.
I like it. The receptionist is just Stephen Wright. Just hear him like, and the next patient. Like in between songs. That'd be great.
In the background. How deep is your love?
While he's drilling you.
Mm-hmm.
And,
drilling you.
And going at you too.
Drilling me?
Yeah.
His adventures at the dentist. Yeah. Oh, things have taken a turn. No wonder she likes this dentist.
Oh, dude, that barbecue sauce Cosby video you sent me.
Oh, my God.
Absolutely killed me.
Laura, it's a scene from the Cosby Show
where
Dr. Huxtable is, he's like clearly cooking for people at like a barbecue in the backyard. And he's starting to like lay it on thick with his wife. But he's just like, you know, he's like, my barbecue sauce it has an effect.
Oh.
He's like, I put a little, right? He's like,
yeah, he's like, I put a little sauce.
They were a little
on.
Sexy. They were a little sexy on the Cosby Show.
But
sometimes.
It's all about him slipping something into the barbecue sauce that yeah, makes the ladies yeah. all.
Oh, no. Yes.
All horny.
It's.
And it no. works.
He's like, you know what my sauce does to you, baby?
It's oh, like, he's no.
like, and he's like, I keep some next to the bed. Yeah. He's like, I put a bottle up there. Like.
Oh no!
Yeah, he got very autobiographical.
There's something in the sauce.
Oh no! Like
unreal. Oh.
There's something in the sauce.
There's something in the sauce. All
yeah.
right.
Oh man, oh, it's something
it hurts.
Else.
That's a painful one. That hurts. You know, it's still. I know it's old news, but
I know.
It still hurts.
It's like when Pee Wee looks up the male lady's dress.
Yeah.
After what happened, you're kind of like, oh,
oh,
it's
well, not that's the normal. Same. Now. He's just jerking off. Bill Cosby's a
yeah,
monster.
I could yeah. tolerate Pee Wee being, you
that
know,
that guy who jerked off.
Yeah. And remember, he told us all he smoked crack in the 80s. Remember that commercial?
Oh no,
you don't remember the Pee Wee Herman PSA?
No.
That dude smoking
you don't either?
No.
Oh, on a break, we got to watch it.
Pee-wee?
It's Pee Wee Herman. He's like, hi, kids. I smoke crack.
No.
And like, yes, he said
no
it.
No way. Yeah,
you may think it's cool to smoke crack. Oh, my God. I can't believe you didn't see the Pee Wee Herman PSA.
No.
Oh, this is great. I get to show you.
Wow. Okay.
Some nostalgia.
Okay. Should we pull this up?
I think we should. I think we have to.
All right.
Wow.
This is crack, rock cocaine. It isn't glamorous or cool or kid stuff. It's the most addictive kind of cocaine, and it can kill you. What's really bad is nobody knows how much it takes. So every time you use it, you risk dying. It isn't worth it. Look. Everybody wants to be cool, but doing it with crack isn't just wrong. It could be dead wrong.
Oh. But he didn't sweat it.
He didn't smoke
the crack.
Yes, it was after he would. Don't you remember he was caught smoking crack?
No.
Yes,
he
was. Never caught
no, that was
crack.
Willie from Alf.
No, he said.
Yeah.
No, something happened, and
no,
he was.
Pee Wee just got
he
caught
just
jerking
jerked off
in a
theater, and it was like a porno theater.
Wait, and why the fuck was he making a crack PSA?
Because he jerked off in a movie. Smoke crack.
But they had me believing that Pee Wee Herman
he did a
smoked
ton
crack.
Of cocaine. I know that.
Well, maybe.
Sure.
Yeah, he's making it clear in that he's like, do the right kind of cocaine. Not this
yeah.
one. This is the bad one.
Put it up your nose. Don't smoke it. I like he does like his not Pee Wee voice.
Yeah.
He's not like, ah! But it's not like, hey, guys. It's like,
that would be great if he
hey.
Told that.
Don't smoke crack.
That's what I heard as a child. He was in his Pee Wee Herman outfit.
No way! That's a bad rumor you heard on the schoolyard. Yeah, and no, Bon Jovi got his stomach pumped because he sucked so much.
No, Marilyn Manson got his rib removed.
Oh, so he could suck
so
his
he
own
could suck
dick.
Suck his own dick.
Yeah, I heard that
yeah.
too.
He was arrested
Richard
for indecent
Gere's
exposure.
Gerbil.
Yeah,
this is no way. Pee Wee just got arrested for jerking
All
off in a
know
porno
that.
Movie theater.
This is crack. Yeah, I thought that. See,
you see, people. Don't say no to drugs because then people will think later on in life that you did that drug.
See? Especially people who do drugs.
Yeah, don't get up there. Okay, up there, just don't say nothing. Just blend into the background. Don't wear a bright red bow tie and start yelling crack because you know what? 40 years later, Laura's going to call you a crackhead.
All this time!
I wouldn't let my kids watch Big Adventure, no Big Top, no Playhouse. I was like, no, not that crack bum.
Because clearly it said, I used to do this.
as a 10-year-old kid watching this, how I would think that Pee Wee Herman does crack.
He like pulled it out of his pocket.
He did crack on screen. I watched Pee Wee Herman do crack.
He shoved it up his ass.
Don't be a Pee Wee. Remember the billboards?
How did this PSA miss both of you? How did you never see
that
it?
That seemed kind of familiar. What shocked me was that
he
did it.
Yeah, I remember it, but yeah.
All right. Yeah. I'm sorry to Pee Wee Herman. My apology. Consider this my official apology.
Pee Wee, whoa. Don't unsubscribe just yet, Pee Wee. Yeah. Laura's apologizing.
Let's just get ahead of this thing. My PR people told me just get out there.
I worry about the listeners that bail 10 minutes in, you know?
Yeah.
They'll never know the truth.
By the way, I think we got a whole family of raccoons out here.
The family's back.
The babies.
Oh, I gotta go get some hot dogs.
So it's 5 babies?
Oh, look at all the babies.
Hi, guys.
This whole family.
Oh, my goodness. Oh, I only see.
This is great podcast stuff.
Everybody on the podcast wants to hear us watching raccoons and videotaping raccoons and videotaping. I said videotaping like it's 1995. It's fine. Just get it on the tape, on the videotape.
Let's go to the videotape.
To the videotape.
Should I take it? Should I pause?
Yes.
Chris put the mic down. Like he literally just put the microphone down and picked up a hot dog.
I guess we should take a break. The man goes where he's needed.
We're back from the raccoons. I can't help it. I see a family of raccoons.
It was so funny. You just put the mic down. It just shows over.
His maternal instinct kicks in.
That's it. My raccoon turtle.
The listeners don't know. Chris was standing out there with a blanket ready to catch a raccoon.
I was worried he was going to fall from the tree.
This is what.
Oh, God.
It was a whole adventure happening.
There was a lot happening. It needed his attention.
Oh, yeah.
Laura's out here burping that raccoon.
Yeah,
and a lot of crazy shit went down.
A lot of shit went down. We got some good. Raccoons.
There's still raccoons out there.
He's orchestrating things. Chris, your level of involvement in the raccoons is deep.
Yeah, they're my people. I finally found my people, guys. After this podcast ends, I'm just gonna go live amongst them.
That's it.
Eating trash.
Honestly, it's one of the reasons why. It has to end.
Yeah, I don't
because
want worms.
Chris is like really dedicating a lot of time. There's just not that much time.
I gotta live my best life.
To keep,
guys.
As you can see, we're recording, and then he just puts the mic down. I don't want to air too much of our dirty laundry. I'm just saying the raccoons have been a real.
It's been a thing.
Divisive thing.
You cook for them now
every day.
You cook
twice
for John?
A day?
Do you cook for John?
No, once a day. No,
how many times you make eggs for John?
I don't make eggs. For John.
Yeah, exactly.
Do you cook for your kids?
No.
Oh.
I cook for my raccoon.
Yeah. You know, this is turning into an intervention.
I get to see the two of them watching you like, I made breakfast. And you go out the back door.
Yeah.
Feed raccoons while they sit in the kitchen.
They're crying. It's like a Sally Struthers commercial. They're starving. And I'm just like.
No, they got cereal. There's plenty of cereal.
Oh,
listen, they're teenagers. They can fix themselves a food. I make raccoon eggs because raccoons can't make eggs.
Raccoon eggs.
They can't. They tried. Yeah, that's what they're called around here at the petting zoo. Raccoon eggs. One of them might hatch if you rub your wiener against it.
Oh, God.
Raccoon eggs. Womp them with your wiener.
We're going to get flagged by PETA and like an
NAMBLA.
The anti-NAMBLA.
If PETA and NAMBLA get together, what happens?
Oh. gross.
Anything could happen.
Gross. You never know. It's true.
We're living in a strange time.
We are.
I wouldn't be surprised.
We are. There's like literally, we were just talking about like Disney World off mic. There's like Nazis in front of Disney World.
Oh, I didn't know.
Did you
about
see
the
that?
Disney
people
Nazis.
Posting pictures. So in front of like, you know, where you would drive to when you drive to Disney, that big gate, or it's like Disney World, you know? There's people standing like with big, like holding swastika flag. Yeah, it's like out of control. I'm like,
really?
Yeah. And like, A, I don't know how they don't have the Blues Brothers from Universal drive through, or Indiana Jones from the stunt show come and beat them up. There's Nazis out there. Like, we're living in crazy
but
times.
But they're poser Nazis.
No, they're like waving
losers.
A swastika
I know,
flag
but they're
and shit.
Losers.
They know not Nazis to, they know to, not to go to Universal Studios.
No, yeah. Yeah, that's why they're in front of Disney. Yeah, Universal.
They
yeah,
can't.
Jake and Elwood will drive them right off the road.
Yeah. But Disney, you know, they're not anti-Nazi.
There must be a reason the Nazis are mad. I think it's because Disney allows gay people to exist.
Oh, yeah, there's a whole thing with Disney yeah. where they hate them.
That's probably a reason.
The Little Mermaid's black, and then gay people work there and
oh,
exist.
Gay people
and,
work there,
yeah.
and exist.
So they hate it. They hate all of Disney.
The Little Mermaid thing's ridiculous.
I'm not. Oh, you hear them out there?
You're okay with her being half fish.
Yeah.
She's a fucking mermaid. Yeah. She's a fucking that's, mermaid, bro.
Yeah.
That's
She's a mermaid.
Well, whoa, what is...
Oh, there's little cute noises happening. Dude. Very cute. Different noises from the noises that we've heard from the raccoons before.
Why? Are they...
Oh.
I don't know. She's What's happening? For somebody. Maybe looking for the mama. I think that's a mama call. You okay, little one?
Oh, God. Chris is going to put the mic down any second and go out
there.
Give
me the blanket.
With a flashlight, a search team. We got to.
It's the real reason we're ending it. It's
right.
It's impossible to do a podcast.
It's taken over his life.
You can't.
And we can't. Honestly, we've been enablers, John.
Is he all right?
You and I have enabled this behavior.
He's looking right past
you. He's still
looking
for them.
He's
not even listening.
He's looking right past you and just going, is he all right?
He's not even listening. He's...
Did he stop? Is he okay?
Poor Brienne. She's like got a house to clean, and then she has to stop and make eggs for the raccoons. She's busy.
Make those eggs.
Jesus Christ.
Make them for my raccoons.
Your lucky eggs are so easy. You're lucky. They're so easy to make.
Raccoons love them.
Oh, God. It's all right. I mean, look. As long as you're happy.
It's a lifestyle.
As long as you're happy.
It's an adventure.
I want to tell you something. It's not related to raccoons, but something my dog did to Christine. She was wearing a skirt, like a long skirt.
Yeah.
She was getting ready to go to work, and she was on the kitchen floor playing with him, and he like got like on top of her. So she's sitting up, and her legs are out straight in front of her and kind of open, yeah. So the dog is like on her dress,
oh, no.
Like between her legs.
Oh, God.
Oh,
what's
no,
happening?
No.
He turned away from her and did the ass drag.
Oh, God.
Down the middle of her dress. Oh, full length of it. Past her feet.
Oh,
on
my
the floor.
God.
Just wiped his ass all the way down.
What
her
a little jerk.
Did he leave a brown line?
He left
she
a
had
little.
To change. Even if he didn't, she would have to change. You can't risk like smelling
no.
that in the middle of second period.
Yeah.
Oh, no. Actually, yes. I do smell like a dog's ass. No.
It was early in the morning. He just
I'd let
went
it
out,
go
took
if
a
I didn't.
Shit, came
oh
in
God.
And did that.
Oh, he oh just took a shit.
Just shit.
If I didn't see a streak, I'd probably leave it on.
That is a rude dog.
Just leave it on? Yeah. No way. No, dirty. You can't. I'd worry about the same thing. I'd be no. like, it's... I'd be grossed out all day.
Yeah. Yeah, I guess I would. Yeah.
You can't.
Down the length of it.
I remember
yeah.
going to a party once in Jersey. I'm in the car. I have a baby. The baby's in the car. I'm with my whole family. We're all like one fucking car. My mother, my brother. All of a sudden, I get a whiff of shit. And I'm like, I smell shit. I think it's New Jersey. No offense. And I'm like, no. And then I look down. I realize I have a smidgen of shit on my shirt from changing my baby's diaper. Whatever happened. I don't know what happened. Chaos.
Yeah.
Chaos happened.
Yeah.
And so I had to just like smell like shit. The party, go to the bathroom, get the soap. I'm under the hand
dryer.
This
is going to the party?
I'm on in Woodbridge and I realize I smell like shit.
Wow.
Yeah.
I would have just fucking went to the mall, got a new shirt.
No, I just did the whole thing in the bathroom. Listen, girls are, you know.
Girls are ugh. And then he immediately looked outside.
Where are the raccoons? Speaking of girls who are gross, where are the raccoons?
Well, look, he's climbing up. You see him? He's getting up.
Chris,
there.
We see him. We know. We see him.
I just worry about him. He's not a good climber.
All right, then that's the one. All right, that's what he wants. You know that he's like, should I take it in? Should I bring it in the house? Should I take this one?
No, there's no.
I think I gotta rescue this one.
No,
this one's you have to let it.
Nature's gonna run its course.
So hard. Look at him.
Come on, buddy. You can do it.
Come on. Oh,
he's like the hang in there poster.
Yes.
Remember with the cat. Come on,
look,
pal.
He's really going.
You could do
Come
it.
Come on, boy.
Maybe he ate too much.
Yeah, he's full of hot dogs.
You little fat fuck.
Oh, no.
He's doing it, Chris.
Oh, no. What if...
Chris, you have to... Chris, I think you need to go to the other room. I think you need to not watch.
No, let me...
You can't interfere. No, do not go outside. Do not get the blanket.
I have to. Look
no.
at him.
Chris, you have to let him leave the nest.
He's full of hot dogs, and that's my fault.
I think you gave him too many hot dogs. Oh, this is terrible.
You can't do anything, Chris.
No, you can't.
Chris, you
can't.
Leave
it alone. You're going to spook it.
Look, he's already doing... You're going to spook him.
Yeah,
you're
going
to make it... Here comes Mama. She's coming to rescue him.
You got him, Mama.
What is she going to do?
You got him, Mommy. You got him, Mommy.
She's going to pry his fingers loose.
But why do they need to go?
No, she's not. Look, she's got him. She's
like, come on,
yeah.
buddy. Oh, she's like, put your ass up.
She's
and he's like, come on.
Look, she's teaching him how to
She
climb.
Is. See?
Wild.
You have to let nature run its course.
This is wild. This just turned into a wildlife commentary. There's a raccoon mother helping her baby climb. Oh, now she's climbing down
here. Oh, and the raccoon is coming down.
Oh, she's
And she's
going
to eat food. Is now the time? Excuse me. Your son is fighting for his fucking life.
Go help him.
Okay? And you're coming down here to eat more food? Why are you even in a tree? Go live under the deck. I'm Tony Bay.
I got to
I'm Tony Bay, Staten Island. We have raccoons. Are you a raccoon? You could come. I got space under my deck. I got one raccoon. I got a space for another one over here.
I
got
to help him.
A lot of options. A lot of options and so on and so on.
Are you okay?
We're going to stop here.
This is Raccoon Realty.
Here are this week's voicemails.
Oh, I have a grievance. I was at the local Trader Joe's, you know, the one in Staten Island. And a man walking around with a tote bag is barely a man, I'll say that. He had this canvas sack slung around his shoulder. A tote bag, as they call it. And on the tote bag, it was printed 100% organic lover. I wasn't sure if that meant he only eats organic products or his lovemaking is so organic and natural that women or men could not resist this fucking guy. Anyway, I saw him in the fruit section, of course. He was loading up his tote bag with organic fruit. Well, what a shocker. Figured he would jump right in that bag and soar away, just fly away on little tiddly wing fucking wings, and he didn't. He just kept shopping with his handlebar mustache and his oat milk. Fucking guy. Anyway, hope you guys are well.
No, thank you.
Thank you. You know, I've never been to Trader Joe's. Ever in my life, I've never been in a Trader Joe's.
Really?
Never been in a Trader Joe's. I think I've told this.
Yeah, what about the snacks?
Never been. All right, so good friend of the show, good friend of mine personally, ours personally, Dennis Rodrigo, he worked at a Trader Joe's and he had like a horrible experience and wound up quitting.
You let this taint your Trader Joe's
experience. Well, and then he was telling me how awful it was. I was like, I'll never go to Trader Joe's. Fuck Trader Joe's. And then like a year later, I'm at his house and I'm like, this cake is great. He's like, yeah, Trader Joe's. I'm like, fuck.
Oh, so he's been back, but yeah. Not you.
Oh, he's been back plenty of times.
Can we go to Trader Joe's together?
I don't know if I'm ready for that.
No, you are.
Can I bring a raccoon or
just
two?
Just meet me at Trader Joe's. Let's meet at Trader Joe's on a Saturday.
All right.
You know?
Hey, listen, my schedule opened up. I don't have a podcast anymore. Let's go to Trader Joe's.
After you feed the raccoons. Okay? You can feed the raccoons. Yeah. And you can carve out some time.
I'll
we
go
can
to
meet
Trader
at Trader
Joe's.
Joe's. I'll go to Maybe Trader we Joe's. Can start a podcast. You know?
Trader Hoes.
Trader
Hoes. And we just talk to sluts and tell sex stories.
They got nuts.
We tell our sex stories.
They got snacks that you've never seen.
I'll go. Let's get real high and
yeah.
Go yeah. Buy some just crazy food. Organic
it's
chocolates.
It's not just
and
organic,
such.
But this snack, I'm telling you, I know I keep saying it, but like
it's
the
junk
snacks
food that you
are unique.
Convince yourself it's okay am to I get because it's healthy.
Yeah.
Am I gonna
and
see
then
a,
you're going home and you're having like Dunkers. You ever have those Dunkers? The
a Dunker?
Of course.
Yeah.
Of
it's
course.
It's like a long chocolate chip cookie that's all like just solid chocolate on one side to dip in your coffee.
Delicious.
Oh, but they're just Dunker. Good as a cookie. Yeah.
And they have you could taste anything you want. You could just take it and be like, can I taste this?
What?
And then you go to the little station where they open it for you. If it's a frozen food, they'll cook it for you. And then you come back in 10 minutes
what?
And they'll give it to you.
What yeah. Kind of hipster bullshit is that?
COVID really put a pause on that, but I think it's back.
Okay.
I think it's back.
Yeah, because like free samples of clothes in places I've been that used to give out free samples.
No, I've heard, just rumor that it's back.
Really?
Yeah, I want to take you to Trader Joe's, man.
All right. I'll make that a
make
thing
some time
with you.
For me. All
yeah,
right?
Of course. You can't. Right. I always got time.
I don't want to never see you again. I know you're busy with the raccoons, but like
I see you every play at D&D. I see you regardless.
What a life.
Yeah.
She's just like, I know you're busy with the raccoons. He's like, I see you at D&D.
It's like me, I'm telling you. It's just like being 12 years old forever.
I will never grow up.
That's it.
I'm the worst.
That's what this podcast
I'm
has been for me.
Best but the worst.
Just, we talk about what it, you know.
Yeah.
The emotional impact. It's just like an inner child. The inner 12-year-old.
Again.
Yeah, just be a fucking idiot.
Yeah.
And other people are listening to it.
Yeah.
Thank you.
Thank you for
thank
the years.
You. Thank you.
Thank you for the years.
All the sweat, blood
and tears. You are the podcast
that I love.
In my dreams.
In my love.
Too feel like singing. We got a little Eddie. We got a little Eddie
all
message.
Right.
He needs a jingle.
All right. So jingles all the way.
Let's do
Chris and Laura. John, you jumping in on this with us?
I might just watch. Is that
really?
Weird? I like to watch.
Enjoy.
Let's talk at the same time. We'll sing it at the same time.
Okay.
We already wrote this song.
Yeah, we did. So
we already know
yeah.
what we're saying.
Yeah.
Right? Ready?
Ready?
Little Eddie, let's get another movie.
Hey guys, it's Little Eddie, and I just watched The Boogeyman. I liked it.
You liked it.
That is all.
He's surprised that he, you could tell when he's like, I'm delighted that I liked that.
Yeah.
I didn't think I would like it, but I kind of did.
I liked that.
I liked it. You could hear it in his voice, the nuance. Mm-hmm. I could tell whether he really liked it or he was surprised that he liked it.
Yeah. I think the booger man really took that one.
I liked it. There's a lot.
Really surprised.
Letty, I hear you. I hear you. I understand you.
Oh, no.
I know when he reluctantly has liked something, like, you could tell.
Yeah.
You can tell.
No. He loves them boogers.
Go see Booger Man.
Booger Man.
Sounds delightful.
I ain't gonna put nose near you. On the back of your dirty friend's couch. Coming soon. You always knew you were in a bad house with the dog and boogers on its back.
A bad house.
I'm in a bad booger. See, I called that a crack house when I was younger. Like, oh, I'm in a crack house.
I gotta get out of here. Oh, my God.
This booger's on the dog.
This booger's on the dog.
What are they going to do to me?
This is what Pee Wee Herman was warning me about, okay? This is what Pee Wee Herman was saying.
Kids don't put boogers on your
dog. Do you remember Pee Wee used to put boogers on his dog?
Pee Wee used to eat his boogers. Right off his dog, guys.
He fed his boogers to Jerry.
He sit on Jerry, he's gonna stuck.
Feed him boogers. She'd eat him. Right?
She loves him.
Yeah, Pee Wee's chair, she'll eat.
She'll eat boogers.
She'll eat boogers.
Jerry's sniffing his farts. Go for it.
Hey, fellas. Cobra Commander here. Oh! I'm calling because you've been holding out on me, Valentino. These raccoons of yours.
What?
Tell me, can you control them with your mind?
I can.
And if so, would you be averse to wearing a raccoon-shaped helmet?
No, I would not.
I can see it now. An army of mind-controlled raccoons taking over the world in the name of Cobra! G.I. Joe won't know what hit them. Anyway, get back to me. We can make something happen here. This is where you should hit, fellas. Cobra!
New regular caller, Cobra Commander! Wow. Oh my God! Yes, I can and I will.
Like, you would go to Cobra?
I get to wear a costume? Wow. A cool raccoon costume?
Wow.
What? Come on. Hey, what has G.I. Joe done for me lately?
Wow.
Yeah. Why
living
not?
In Great Kills really got to you.
Yeah.
Huh? All these years.
Yeah. Yeah. Build a wall, Cobra. I'm with you guys. Yeah.
Fight for Joe.
I can't believe it. That
Cobra. Dude, Cobra's got the cooler guys.
I know. It would come with a raccoon.
The toy would be, I'd be one of those dreadnoughts. Oi! Judge, get him, G.I. Joey! Oi! You know, I talk to everybody like I was squeezing my tits. Oi! Oi! Oi, boys! Come bring your wieners! Oh, to my record farm! Oi! Squeeze them! Squeeze those plump wieners! Ooh, till they're real purple!
It was innocent at first. It was real wieners. It was a hot dog.
That's what I'm talking about!
Okay, all right.
You fucking with your dirty mind.
Oh, my dirty mind. Yeah. Real. I know.
Yeah, something wrong with you.
There's she said it was real wieners.
What's wrong with you? You know what?
Real ones.
We don't have time for that kind of stuff. Round the show.
Oh.
Yeah. Ring them all. Here, hang on. One more. There's more in the next room.
It's a real wiener for you.
Hey, we should say we're drinking Ross tonight.
Oh, yeah. We got I got a Manasquan wit. What do you got?
I have a Shrewsbury lager.
And we also had Rasmello's. In existence, the guy who made Rasmello was shot in the head.
Wow.
At a parade.
What? Yeah.
What?
It was wild.
Wow.
Yeah.
Yeah. He, it was in Dallas. It sounds familiar.
It does sound really familiar.
But it was
really
a completely
doubting.
Different. It was a completely different.
Should I be?
No, it's.
I didn't listen to a few podcasts. I not caught up.
That's okay.
No.
How far behind are you?
Like 370.
Oh, Laura, you still have to do an egg dump soup commercial.
Hey, we got soup. You want soup? We got egg dump soup. You like eggs? We put the eggs in the soup. We dump it in the soup. Oh, you think dump is not a nice word? Go fuck yourself. We fucking put the egg in the soup. Eat it and shut the fuck up. I love you.
EggDumpSoup.com!
Laura, we love you.
I love you guys.
You're the best.
Well, you should say it if you know what to say.
Fit it where you shit it.
Yeah.
What do I say? Thank you for the years.